We've got a sponsor. Europe's best football is back this summer for the Euros. Avoid a Marouane Fellaini bush in your midfield and clean up your midsection with Manscaped. Proud sponsors of Up the Villa podcast. Be a proper lad this tournament and shave your bits with the best and global leaders in below-the-waist grooming, Manscaped. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With this exclusive offer, 20% off and free worldwide shipping, use the code UTVPODCAST at manscaped.com. Hello and welcome to our channel. If you are new, please subscribe. We are covering the Euros and we are covering England. Might not be for much longer if we keep playing like that. So we are through to the round of 16. We are going to be playing either Germany, France or Portugal at Wembley on Tuesday at 5 o'clock. So let's start off with, you know, today's game. Absolutely buzzing to see Jack starting a game in the Euros. We all knew that he'd perform, and within 12 minutes he'd set up Raheem Sterling, and it looked like it was going to be the Jack Grealish show. First off, I thought we was a lot better compared to the previous two games, the game against Scotland, definitely. And for me, I thought, go in at halftime, come out, go up another level, get Grealish more involved in the game, and yeah, we'd have super confidence going into the next round, you know, thinking we'd win 3-0 maybe, something like that. But came out second half, and in my opinion, we were terrible. I thought it was back to the same as Scotland, really. Before we started ringing the changes, I thought we were slightly getting under more and more pressure. And like Southgate would say, he decided to manage the tournament, took Jack Grealish off and bought on Jude Bellingham. Now, he went three midfield as well, so he went 4-3-3, changed the shape of the team, brought Henderson on. I just didn't think we were very good second half. And I'm just gutted for Jack that he came off having had a good game. You know, all the pundits, everyone on Twitter saying, you know, this is why Grealish is in the team. His touch was fantastic tonight. And like I said, I don't want to be too negative, but I feel like Grealish won't start the next game. I think Mount will come straight back in, knowing that we've got one of those three teams coming up. And I'm just gutted. I'm gutted that the Grealish came off, but I just feel a bit flat after that performance. Justin, what's your vibe?
Same as you, mate. I think I need about 3 hours to go through the tonight's games. Sorry, Marsh just decided to turn up. Yeah, really frustrated, really annoyed. So pleased he was in the team. Annoyed that he'd left Mings out. Started really well. Grealish, great. Did what we know he can do. Great ball in for Sterling, who couldn't really miss. I don't get the raving about Sterling all game. I kept saying he's had a good game. I just kept seeing him give the ball away. His passing was awful. He could barely beat a man. Yeah, you know, again, raving about the bloke. We're not going to win anything with Gareth Southgate in charge. He's the bottom line, isn't it? I'm sorry, the bloke is so negative. You know, he managed to turn a decent first-half performance into an awful second-half performance. I don't know what he said to him at half-time. I just don't get him as a manager. I don't get his tactics. I don't get the way he sets the team up. I don't get his negativity. I don't get anything that he brings to this team. He's got one of the best attacking sets of players that I've seen in my lifetime going to an England tournament. And he almost doesn't know what to do with them. I'm so frustrated for Jack, because we all know he's so good. He's such a good footballer, and he should be one of the players that this team is built around. Yet he's getting marginalised. He's getting a few minutes here and there. And even today when he had players missing, and Southgate basically said at the start of the game that it's his opportunity to play a few players, give them minutes. You know, it's a game that they couldn't lose, really. Even if they lost, they're still qualified, and he still had to drag him off after an hour. I just don't get his negativity towards Jack. I don't get why he won't just trust him. And it's rubbing off on Jack. He walked off the pitch. He looked very frustrated when he got dragged off. And I'm with you. I don't see him starting next Tuesday. You know, I think it's debatable whether Mount plays because of this. You know, I think Southgate alluded to that for the game, that he won't be involved in training at all until next Tuesday, I think. I think that's the first chance he can train again with the players. So I don't see Mount playing, but he'll bring Foden in. He loves Sterling. He scored twice now, so there's no way he's dropping him. I thought Saka was excellent tonight. You know, I thought he was very good. So he'll probably start the other side, and he loves Rashford. So for me, the sooner Southgate goes, the better. I know it's negative. I know, you know, I want to see England win a tournament more than anything in the world. I really do. I love my country. I love football. But I'm sick and tired of the bloke. I'm sorry, I am.
I mean, try not to just think about this just because we are Villa fans and, you know, we have got Jack Grealish in the team. If you are 1-0 up at home and you're trying to win the game, why do you take your number 10 off? I just don't understand.
It's bizarre. He even said before the game, this is a no-lose game, half-time, you're 1-0 up. Right, lads, let's express yourself. Go and attack him. Go on, Jack. Give Jack the ball. Give Saka the ball. Give all the lads the ball. Drive forward. He doesn't do it. The second half was abysmal. It was absolutely atrocious second half. They just didn't play. Oh, sorry, I'm just fed up with him.
And me. Luke, what was your vibe tonight?
Yeah, I think, you know, similar to you guys, really. I feel a bit flat after that one as well. I think, yeah, I agree. Really, I think for me, I think with this England team, you know, our recognised striker is Harry Kane, who's up there with the very best strikers in the world on his day. I know he's looked a bit off it so far in this tournament, but I really think, again, like for Southgate, I don't understand why we're not trying to attack more to get him some goals as well, because I think without an in-form, confident Harry Kane scoring, even if everyone else is playing well, we're not going to go right to the very depths of the competition without our star striker scoring goals. And that, you know, that's a fact in my from where I'm standing. I thought, you know, I was glad that he gave Saka and obviously Grealish a chance. I thought both of them played really well. I was despairing, as every Villa fan would have been, when Jack came off. And I think we instantly looked worse for it as well. But yeah, I thought Saka made us a bit more direct. I liked how he was, you know, receiving the ball in tight areas and turning and wanting to run at people. I agree that I think Sterling, you know, it seems to me that it's almost like he's undroppable for Southgate. I don't get it. I know he scored again tonight, but apart from the goals that he scored, which I know are our only goals that we've scored so far in this tournament, but his overall performances haven't been anything special at all, have they, really? And then I thought it was harsh to drop Mings as well. I kind of get it, you know, in a way, if he's adamant that he feels he needs Maguire in this tournament, I get why tonight, when we're already through, you'd give him that chance tonight. But again, from my opinion, I feel, you know, Mings and Stones hadn't let any goals in. Both looked a decent partnership, quite solid. And I think, again, you know, these partnerships in the team, they take time to build that chemistry. And when, you know, the team has been chopped and changed so much throughout all the pre-tournament friendlies, you know, why not give Mings and Stones another game tonight just to cement that partnership even further going before we go against the likes of France, Portugal or Germany? You know, I don't really see the point in throwing Maguire in when he's not fully fit, really. I don't see the need for that one. But yeah, I felt like the first sort of 20 minutes, you know, after Sterling hit the post and then, you know, he scored a few minutes after, I feel like it was a bit like in, you know, that starting bit of the Croatia game. I felt quite positive after that, and then it sort of just died off again as well. And it's just seems to me that we can't sustain good attacking football for more than half an hour at most, really. I don't know. It must come from the manager. I can't see why else that would be, because we've got so many young, confident players, you know, and it seems that they just, I don't know, everyone sort of wants to put their foot on the ball and slow it all down. And yeah, I feel frustrated, like, you know, like you guys do, really, because I felt like tonight, you know, yeah, we've won the game, but it's not a performance to get excited about at all. I don't believe there's an England fan in the country that will be feeling after that, after watching our first three games, that we're going to go and give the likes of Germany, France or Portugal a good game. I feel like, you know, all of those sides are going to probably do us over.
Definitely.
To be honest.
I feel like you're like every pundit was saying though in the country, weren't they? It was, let's win tonight and build some momentum. I don't see that in that performance today. I don't see us with any momentum, because like you're saying about the defence, and we said it on the last episode, and to change the back four again, to make another change to your defence, having already changed your fullbacks from the first game, to change your central defender for this game, to me today, and I'm not just saying this again because Mings was out, but we looked ropey at the back. We were sloppy. We were giving little chances away. And if you stick a top quality striker alongside that back four, it's causing us problems all day long. And that's what's going to happen in this next round. And again, I don't know who's starting at the back in the next game. I don't know who's starting in midfield. I don't know who's starting out wide. And we're going into the round of 16 against a top, top quality team. And that's a worry for me. I didn't even know the lineup when we were coming into the tournament, and I still don't. Ryan?
That's the thing. I don't even feel like we're part of this tournament yet. It feels like we're still playing warm-up friendlies. We don't know our best formation. We don't know our best players. He doesn't know his best attacking lineup. And for me, I look at the rest of the international teams. You know, Group F is electric. Italy are on fire. The Dutch are just bombing forward, attacking. Belgium look composed. And for us, we just look so disjointed. Like you were saying with the defence, Mings, arguably our best player of the tournament so far.
He's one of the standout defenders in the tournament, though.
Yeah, that's exactly how good he looks. So it's going to send out a big message the next game. If he doesn't start, what message is that sending out? You can come in, you can perform, but yeah, I'm going to pick my favourites, which he promised not to do when he first took that job. And so it's a big, big call for the next game, because Mings, being left-footed, just offers us so much more balance. Him and Stones look comfortable together. Maguire didn't play too bad tonight. He brings the ball out well, but Mings just sets the tone better with the balance with his left foot. Henderson didn't do too bad when he come on, but he's another one that's not played much football. I'd much rather see Bellingham, who's on fire, who's confident, who's played 46 games for Borussia Dortmund, who's been playing in the Champions League. Get him on as well. And yes, Kane's struggling. Grealish, absolutely brilliant first half. Maguire absolutely pinged that first ball at him, and he just took it on the spin, laid it off, beautiful. Jordan Pickford, he pinged that one out, and the way he took that ball down, and he just looked lively. Him and Saka just set the tone for England, didn't they? We were fluid, we was interchangeable, we was easy on the eye. And then second half, man, it's a ball fest again. Pass it to the defender. Defender passes it to the defensive midfielder. Defensive midfielder passes it to Pickford. Pickford boots it long to Kane. We're out of possession. And we've got a lot of work. We've got a week now to prepare to play one of those Group F national teams. We've got a lot of work to do. And it's a big week ahead.
It's just not happening, lads. I'm sorry. I know this is negative again. Southgate is sucking the living life out of English football. He is, you know. For me, you don't need a tactical genius as an England manager. You need a man manager, a motivator, a leader of men. And he's not that. He's overcomplicating it. He's too negative. He's trying to be clever all the time. Like Luke made a brilliant point. We came into the tournament with two friendlies 2 weeks before the game, and he didn't even utilise them as he should. He should be playing his best 11 in them two games and getting us rolling into the tournament, and he didn't do that. He played players that wasn't even in the squad. So the amount of mistakes the bloke's made is criminal. It's criminal.
Don't forget about the three friendlies as well before. He had three friendlies before them too, Justin. As well,
we're just not prepared. Like you said, it's you're right. All the other teams are just going, sod it, lads. Let's just go for it. We've got a great team. Let's just attack and see where it takes us. We're so negative and sitting back and waiting for things to happen that we're just going to get mullered. I hate to say it, but unless a miracle happens in the next week, we're going to get mullered next week.
The only optimism I can see is that we're We're just going to shit out our way 1-0 all the way, like Greece did in 2014. Yeah. I mean, and Portugal didn't even win a game until the semi-finals of the last Euros and went on to win it. So that is the only little bit of optimism I can draw out of my body and mind at the minute, that we're just going to shit out it all the way.
And to be fair, we're pretty solid at the back, so we haven't conceded. But it's the whole team set up that worries me. The fact that we're managing the tournament now. We've heard that phrase a few times now. So to me, that's like a cautious approach to what he's trying to do. Now imagine one of them top sides come to us. And we're talking, those three teams are in the top 10 teams in world football, aren't they? You know, that as nations, they are very, very good sides. So he's not going to go hell for leather against them, is he? He's going to be Mr. Cautious, sit back, very defensive. He's probably not going to put attacking fullbacks. He's going to go back to, say, a Trippier that's going to be pretty solid. Maybe a Rashford on the left. Do you know what I mean? It's not going to be the way we think it's going to be.
Do you think he's managing? He seems to be managing England like we're a minnow, like we're massive underdogs, and that the only way we can beat any team is by, like Ryan says, being defensive and nicking a 1-0. We're not a minnow. We've got some fantastic footballers. We were all so excited going into this tournament with the squad that we've got, the attacking players we've got on show. We've barely put a shot on target. We scored 2 goals. In three games.
And we're playing
it's
at home.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Exactly, three home games. Can I just say that, embarrassing?
Can I just say something? When we first started this podcast, Aston Villa were rock bottom in the relegation zone, right? This is probably the most negative podcast we have ever done. And look where Villa were. So that goes to show how bad we think that this England side is at the minute.
They're not bad, are they? It's frustrating because we can all see the potential in this team. We can all see where it could be, what we could be, and we're being the team is strangling the life out of this team by just stopping them. It's like having a racehorse, you know, can absolutely piss a bloody 5-furlong race, and he's just sitting on it, going, don't go fast, don't just stop. I don't want you to win it. Instead of just going, let's just win it. We can win it easy. Let's just win it. He doesn't care.
It's crazy because on paper, we've got 7 points and we haven't conceded a goal. And we,
it's mad, isn't it? I've just said that to him. I've just watched that.
It's
game
a mad feeling because we've won 2 games, but yet we're still negative.
We've come to be qualified and we're all pissed off.
Yeah, but this is because we know what's to come. We know the level of opposition that are to come. Do you know what I mean? Let's be honest. I was sitting there tonight thinking, these are going to score in a minute. These are going to score. Yeah. And we're not even playing at Wembley next week. We're playing Spain.
Did you get the feeling that he wanted that to happen? I had got the feeling that he almost wanted them to get the draw.
But the thing is, I think the Czech Republic were happy then. Second half. I think they were happy for second place. They were happy.
Them to lose the game tonight.
They had to go in the first half, and I think if they would have applied themselves the same in the second half, they probably would have got that point or even gone on.
It's almost like we were sitting back hoping that they would score, but they were sitting back thinking we don't want to score. Yeah. And that's how it played out.
The reason why I think that about, you know, that was basically because we were under pressure at the time, and a forward thinking manager would bring something else on to get us further up that pitch and add some more creative quality. Southgate brings on Henderson and Bellingham. Do you know what I mean? That's not going to change the game. That's not going to get us another... Do you know what I mean? It's just so negative, that them substitutions, I thought, anyway. So, anyway, we'll leave it at that. I'm annoyed, again, frustrated. We'll probably do a little episode, maybe, just before the next game, when we find out who we've got. But does anyone else want to add anything? No?
Not really. I'll
finish on something. I pray that in the next week something happens, and in whatever game we play next Tuesday, I still have hope, and I still pray to God that somehow the footballing gods are looking down on us, whoever we play next. And whatever team he picks, they just play well. I don't know. But, you know, we could still go through. Like, anything could still happen. We've still got quality players. I still hope we can go through. I just fear for us now. I really do.
Yeah, maybe Southgate to South Isolate and Dean Smith coming. That's just sorted out.
Maybe. All right, everyone, thanks for watching. You know, we've just tried to be honest. It wasn't great. And we'll speak to you all soon. In a bit.
Bye. See ya.